Quote, "The thought of Buddha will easily be found. Lamrim tradition has its source in Atisha's Lamp for the Path to Enlightenment. It incorporates all the various oral teachings of the supreme Indian masters. Thus, even someone like oneself could easily and quickly arrive at the thought of Buddha through it." Unquote. The original words of Buddha are vast and extensive. A beginner would find it very difficult to wade through this amount of material. And even if one were able to read all of these works, there is little chance that one would be able to integrate them all into one's personal practice. However, by relying upon Lamrim, one can very easily get the gist of the Buddha's teachings. Quote, "The great mistake of abandoning a lineage of Dharma will spontaneously be arrested. If one studies the Lamrim, one will see how all doctrines of Buddha and lineages coming from him are non-contradictory. The great mistake of abandoning an aspect of Dharma will never occur." End of quote. Through gaining an overall view of the paths and practices, and then contemplating why, for whom, and for what nature of training the Buddha expounded these, one comes to appreciate all teachings on their own grounds. Thus, one is saved from falling into the greatest sin, that of saying, "This teaching is excellent, and that useless. This sect is good, and that bad." In the sutras, it is said that sectarianism is a more severe evil than killing 1,000 Buddhas. Why is this so? The essential purpose of the Buddhas in giving teachings is to eliminate both mistaken states of mind and the experience of suffering. To achieve this aim is also the reason that they have worked to attain enlightenment. The Buddha's only motivation is to benefit others, and they fulfill this by teaching. Therefore, despising any of their teachings is worse than despising the Buddhas. This is the implication of following one Dharma tradition while disparaging others. Furthermore, the Buddhas themselves respect all the traditions of the teachings, so for us not to do so is to dishonor all the Buddhas.